My name's Carol Robson. I'm now 62. I'm a lesbian, but I happen to have a trans history, which means at birth I was identified as male. I had male genitalia, and from a very early age I knew that there was something wrong. I felt female. I've been married, had two children, and I transitioned 10 years ago. And it's been the most wonderful 10 years of my life. I've never been so happy. And that involves a lot of the work I do. I'm a consultant and trainer, and I run workshops and seminars, and I cover health and social care issues for LGBT across the board. But I have a speciality in transgender awareness, and I'm finding today that there are more and more organisations are realising that they are not up to speed on transgender issues. And I've worked with specifically organisations like the police, ambulance service, fire service, then county councils, etc. And really anybody that feels the need to be up to speed on transgender awareness. In the past I've carried out research around gender variant children and adolescents. Those that are questioning their gender from a very early age, and their family have been supportive. Not all families have been supportive, but it's a very, very area which I'm passionate about, that they are able to get the treatment they need at puberty here in this country. And at the moment they're having to travel abroad, many of them, but hopefully within 2 years maybe they will start to get the treatment at the right time, not when they're 16 and they're being masculinized and feminized in the wrong gender. At the moment I'm working now, my passion is health and social care for older LGBT. And it is now, we've got a larger population of older people, over 55, and there's going to be a big percentage of them who identify as LGBT. I mean, it's estimated that 1 in 15 are lesbian or gay population. So there's going to be a large population that are older, and I'm working at the moment at national level with Age UK around this area. So I've got quite a broad area which I'm covering, but I'm still horrified to read articles where somebody who transitions, whether that be male to female or female to male, where they're having problems at work and they're transitioning in the workplace, and literally they've been dismissed. But now, I mean, since we've got the law on our side, and hopefully, I know, without mentioning names, somebody within Lincoln who's having to fight, against for wrongful dismissal. And hopefully everything will come out right. I've got several friends around the country who've been successful because they've been dismissed for just being who they are. We're all human. We've a right to be who we are. I'd just like to talk a bit about how my experience of that, and I've actually had a very good experience. As I mentioned earlier, I have been married, and it was a shock to my wife and two girls, but in a few months the realisation came that it wasn't as much of a shock because I realised I had been different. But that was 10 years ago. I'm very, very lucky that I have my two daughters who have been very supportive and still very, very much of my part of my life. And my ex-wife, we were divorced within 11 months of separating, and she's still my soulmate, but in a different way. We're like sisters. But my transition, I first transitioned while I was at college, and I did meet a little resistance there. But the resistance wasn't from my lecturers and fellow, except for one, fellow pupils, students. It was from the management. And I was horrified to find out that I had become a health and safety issue. And it's amazing. It's still a question yet when somebody transitions in the workplace. What shall we do about toilets, they say. That is the easiest thing to sort out. They're horrified about somebody who, maybe still have a male body.